The death toll from Hurricane Helene will take years to pin down, and the final number is likely to be in the thousands. That's what a new study published this week says. Alejandra Barunda with NPR's Climate Desk reports.
Hurricanes and tropical cyclones kill people. On average, about 24 for each big storm that hits the U.S., according to official numbers. But the real death toll is probably much larger.
There's about 7,000 to 11,000 excess deaths that are attributable to an average tropical cyclone, which is 300 times greater than any official counting of the direct deaths.
That's Rachel Young. She's an environmental economist at the University of California, Berkeley, and an author on a new paper published in the journal Nature. She says the scale of the impact surprised even her.
We did every kind of test you could possibly imagine. We thought about every kind of factor that could be driving this result.
But the data was clear. Storms were killing thousands of people, not dozens. And
these events have a persistent long-run effect for up to 15 years after they impact the United States.
15 years. Young says the undercount happens in part because the official counts only keep track of deaths that happen right around the time of the storm. But the impact on health and well-being and on people's chance of dying drags on. Arnab Ghosh is a physician and researcher at Cornell's Weill School of Medicine. He worked in New York before and after Hurricane Sandy in 2012.
I directly saw those impacts on my patients, losing them to the effects of the hurricane, as well as sort of the great social and economic upheaval.
The storm made people's housing insecure. They lost social networks when people moved away, or jobs, and their medical care was often interrupted.
You know, really, one of the endpoints is your health. Right. If you're worried about other things, you don't necessarily have time to worry about your health.
The researchers added up all the deaths from tropical cyclones that hit the U.S. between 1930 and 2015. They found an even more startling number, at least 3.5 million people. That's more than all the people who have died in motor vehicle accidents over the same time period. Young says the sheer numbers and the long tail of impacts really highlight a point.
This is happening for so many years beyond what we ever could have possibly expected.
She says that means disaster policy needs to take care of people for not just months, but years after a storm like Helene passes. Alejandra Barunda, NPR News.